Next item, request for public hearing pertaining to fishing guides. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Commissioner and Commission members. This is a request for a December public hearing to amend Chapter 4, VAC 201180, pertaining to fishing guides, to clarify the exact number of Class A guide licenses available for sale or for purchase from the Commission each year. This is a regulatory housekeeping item, so I'll keep it pretty quick. In 2009, as part of an amendment to a reciprocity agreement with the state of Maryland, the Commission established two types of guide licenses that would meet the requirements for charter captains laid out in Section 28.2-302.8 of the Code of Virginia. These are Class A and Class B guide licenses. The Class A guide license is a limited entry license for charter captains that is valid in Virginia waters, but enables licensees to obtain reciprocity with the state of Maryland. The Class B guide license is an open access license, meaning that there is no cap to the number of individuals who can purchase it, and it is only valid in Virginia waters. Chapter 4 VAC 2011-1180 outlines the provisions for sale of these fishing guide licenses. Although the regulation explains exactly how to calculate the number of fishing guide licenses that are for sale each year, it does not specify an explicit number. To ensure the licensing process is transparent and that a consistent number of resident and non-resident guide licenses are available for sale each year, staff would like to add the specific numbers directly into the regulatory language. Section 40 of the regulation defines the number of Class A fishing guide licenses for sale each year as not exceeding the number of people who met one of three criteria. They purchased a 2008 Virginia charter boat license before June 25, 2008. They purchased both a 2006 and 2007 Virginia charter boat license, or they've provided the Commission with insurance or federal tax documents proving that they served as a charter boat captain for at least 30 days between January 1, 2006 and June 24, 2008. From the data in our commercial fishing licensing system, we have found that 241 individuals purchased a 2008 charter boat license prior to June 25th. 201 individuals purchased a charter boat license in 2006 and 2007, and there is no indication in our records that anyone provided the agency with the documentation necessary to have met the third criteria. After combining the list of individuals and removing duplicate names, we are left with 278 people, 240 Virginia residents and 38 Virginia non-residents. Therefore, these are the number of licenses available for purchase each year. So again, to ensure that the licensing process is transparent and that we are issuing consistent numbers of resident and non-resident guide licenses each year, staff recommends advertising for a December public hearing to amend Chapter 4 VAC 201180 to clarify the exact number of Class A fishing guide licenses for sale each year. And I'll be happy to take your questions.
Any questions?
Yes, sir.
I'm sorry, Mr. Beller.
So the third criteria was that you had to document through insurance paperwork something from 2006 through 2008?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
I'm not sure it matters, really, but I don't get my tax returns that long, much less what I paid in insurance.
Yes. Well, I assume since we don't have any documentation that anyone ever provided that particular or met that criteria in this way, we are assuming that's maybe why these numbers weren't initially automatically added to the regulation. They were waiting to see if anyone ever provided those numbers.
Okay.
It's now been 10 years. I don't think anyone I know can use the tax.
Yeah.
If you do it on TurboTax, it'll keep it forever. So, you know, some of us can do it on that, you know.
I think it's safe to now close the book on that particular qualification and say we're ready to add these numbers into the regulatory language.
Yeah.
Another question.
Yes, sir. Mr. Zedrin?
Why do we have limits on these licenses?
These licenses were limited because we wanted to establish reciprocity for charter captains in Maryland. The Virginia, Maryland would not agree because they had, at that time, a 20-person, more than 100 people on their waiting list to get their charter captain license. They wouldn't agree to grant reciprocity for that particular license unless we capped the number of captains that we would license in Virginia. The Virginia Charter Boat Association at that time said, we'll agree to a cap as long as there's a second license that individuals can get that doesn't confer reciprocity but allows the Virginia charter boat industry to continue its growth.
It was one big deal at that time, believe me. It was a roux.
Now we just want to get this last, you know, issue flushed away and have this be good to go in the future.
Further questions? It's a pleasure of the commission.
Move that we approve staff recommendations.
Move to approve staff recommendations for the public hearing. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Ballard. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries unanimously.